part of what Bold Goals is bringing all these agencies, all these nonprofits, all these school districts together to say, let's begin, let's foster that conversation that we can again look at what it is that we can be doing that we might, it might be so evident out there, but we're just overlooking it. What's a best practice that's worked within your school system or within your individual school that we might could model, we might could emulate in our school system?
Communication being the key to improving education by sharing these experiences among school systems.
Communication, I think, is at the very forefront of what we're doing. A wonderful example of that, the school systems in Fairfield, Midfield, and Bessemer recently came together and they have formed their own pre-K program. There was a building in Fairfield that was going to be a school that was going to be basically abandoned as they had some building projects going on. So rather than that building sitting there, those three communities, those three superintendents and school boards came together to say, what is it that we might could do to put in this building? So individually, it might have been very difficult for any one of those three systems to provide a first-class quality pre-K program, but collectively, they have come in, they've looked at resources, they've looked at models throughout the state, particularly the first-class pre-K program, which is a standard for Alabama pre-K programs. So with that in place in Fairfield, with Bessemer and Midfield partnering with them, what might I be able to do in a rural part of one of these five counties that I think, gosh, if I just had the opportunity to provide a quality pre-K program to our students, to our children, how might I learn from the model that they have put in place? How might I learn of the resources that they utilize? So the 200 or so agencies that are coming together to support and partner with Bold Goals really are those resources. And sometimes when we say resource, we're thinking financially. That's not always the case.
You retired in 2013 from the Jefferson County school system. What still needs to be done to improve that school system? What would you say would be the three main things that Jefferson County should focus on now?
I think three things that any school system needs to focus upon, and this is part of what Bold Goals, I think, is about, regardless of the resources they may have, is number one, asking itself, what are we doing instructionally for students? Our state superintendent has really said to school systems throughout the state, you almost have a blank slate now. Be creative. Look at ways that if a child has to work during the day, find a way where he or she can come to school at night. Should buildings be empty on Saturdays? While my generation and generations before me, it's a good aspiration, looks at college as the goal that we should have, and that should be a very viable option to any and every child, I think we're also now looking from that instructional standpoint about opportunities in careers that may not require a college education. So how are we offering a sound instructional program? Number two, communicate with the community or communities that you serve. Be sure that parents, that civic leaders, that government leaders know, here's the status of where we are. Here's where we want to be. We're not going to call upon you only when we need help. We want you to be viable partners of what it is that we're about. So I think that communication. And number three, I think we all have to always be very cognizant about funding levels. If someone says throwing money at something doesn't solve it, well, is the converse of that taking money away going to solve a challenge? Even very good school systems have been struggling, particularly since 2008, with the decrease in state funding in terms of what budgets are being provided them. So we've got to find ways that we can be creative in being sure that sound, quality instruction moves forward. Solid instruction is a bedrock of what Bold Goals is about. How do we move forward knowing that the resources that we had in pre-2008 aren't quite what they are now? We can't use that as a reason that we cannot or should not move forward. We've got to find ways that we can and be creative in that.